Something for the weekend. Good morning, it's Trina, and on the line we have got comedian Josh Whittingham. Good morning, how are you?
I'm very good, how are you?
Are you eating something right now?
Am I eating? No, I'm not. I'm having a glass of water. Is that...
A glass of what?
A glass of water.
Oh, I thought you said a glass of wine.
No, yeah, glass of wine.
Glass of wine, yes. As you do this time of the day. Lovely. Well, listen, you are coming to Dublin. We're very excited. You're going to be here at the Olympia Theatre on the 22nd of October. And a lot of people will know you, of course, Josh, from your telly work on The Last Leg. And I had to laugh at the disability that you revealed there because I also have the same one. It happened to me only 2 weeks ago. The need for glasses.
Oh, yes. I know, it's awful, isn't it?
How are you getting on?
I love it. Absolutely love it. It's finally given some kind of definition to my face. I've always wanted glasses, and so the opportunity to change the way you look in such a dramatic fashion and look more learned and clever is something I couldn't turn down. How are you getting on with
it? Yeah, I'm struggling. I have to say I'm struggling.
Really?
Yeah, sometimes I think, can I see better with these or is it worse? I'm not sure.
Really? Oh, no, I genuinely, seeing all the colours of the rainbow, I can't believe I existed without them.
Yeah, the first day though, I was kind of going, oh, I thought that all font online was a really, really light grey, and it turns out it's actually quite a deep black, and I can see it now.
Well, there you go.
But I'm in the club. I think it's an age thing. You get to a certain age and there's no denying it. We all need to get glasses. So come here, the topics of your show. I'm intrigued now about this stand-up show because I know you're going to be talking about advent calendars, pesto and the closing time at your local park. So do explain.
Yeah, not exclusively. Basically, if I had to say what I'm talking about, I've had a baby and I just want to avoid talking about that because no one wants to hear about it, I think. I think either, you know, you've got a baby and you've got a baby and you don't want to hear someone else talk about their baby, or you haven't got a child, in which case you've got no interest in someone else's baby. So the whole show is just me trying to avoid talking about that by talking about other things.
So pesto is one of those things.
Yeah. I mean, I only touch on it. I wouldn't like people to think that, they're going to get big fans of pesto, go, I really want to go and see this whole comedy show themed around pesto. And then get there and they've been sold it. And I talk for about 90 seconds about it. But that gives you a kind of an idea of the minutiae of things I will be talking about. General little grumbles about day-to-day life is what I specialise in. None of the big questions.
Okay, none of the big things. So you're not going to answer any... Yeah, okay, so don't put up your hand and ask Josh a question. He's not going to know the answer to it.
Don't ask me about Brexit or Trump or Boris Johnson. I've got nothing to say. And I don't, you know...
Have you been asked those questions before in interviews?
Have I been asked about those? No, I'm very rarely asked about the big questions because I don't think anyone looks at me and thinks, here's a man that's going to solve the Brexit crisis or here's a man who's going to, you know, deal with what's going on with the world. So I'll focus on the small things.
Is it true that you actually worked on the door of the Explorer magazine or is that a wind-up?
Yeah, no, it is true, yeah. I worked on that when I first moved to London. I needed to get a job and somehow talked my way through an interview to work for a year writing for Dora the Explorer and Angelina Ballerina. She's been cruelly written out of my history, but Dora was the big name.
Dora, so what were you coming up with the storylines of how Dora was exploring the world, was it?
Well, you'd watch the episode and then you'd kind of write the magazine around the episode. So I wasn't coming up with fresh stories.
Okay.
I was taking the work of Nickelodeon and turning it into a magazine.
So your job was literally sitting there watching cartoons all day long and getting paid for it.
Yeah, it wasn't as fun as you think because actually, you know, as a person in their 20s, Dora the Explorer, which is aimed at three-year-olds, isn't as much fun to watch as you think it's going to be. It's half an hour long. It's a long old watch. And after two episodes, you're done.
So it prepared you for parenthood, at least.
Exactly, exactly. Though she hasn't got into that yet, thank God.
No, how old is your child?
She's just about to turn two. And so she's entering Dora's realm, I suppose.
Come here to me. Any other telly projects lined up? Are you very, very busy at the moment?
Yeah, so we've got Hypothetical Series 2 is coming back on Dave in February. And we're doing another series, The Last Leg, starting in probably more or less when I'm the 25th of October. We're back, and that goes up to Christmas, and we're doing a New Year's special. So that will kind of be going on while I'm doing the tour.
Okay. So you get back for... It's busy, is it? Trying to make everything happen, trying to do the telework and doing a tour and...
Yeah, it is. But it's fun because, you know, it means that you're not kind of just doing the same thing every day. You're racing back to do stuff. But you're not doing stuff that you don't want to do. So it's kind of being busy with stuff that you want to do and enjoy is fun. I wouldn't mind a few Friday nights off.
Have you got any DVDs that you want to push before Christmas, Josh?
I haven't got anything that's available for Christmas. I know. Isn't that awful?
You slipped up.
Just buy tickets. They're a great Christmas present, even though the show is on in October.
In October.
Give them an early Christmas present.
Wow. Okay. Thanks so much, Josh. We'll see you at the Olympia. Cheers. This is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.